you'll hear a woman called Harriet O'Neill talking about a holiday tour of South Africa. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
I was really lucky last year to have the opportunity to visit South Africa. It was absolutely the holiday of a lifetime. I went with my husband. He has some relatives who emigrated there recently, an uncle and some cousins. So we spent a bit of time with them, which was good. Oddly enough, my grandfather was actually born in Johannesburg, but he'd left before he was 10 years old. Still, that's always made me feel I have a connection with the country, and I've always wanted to go there. The main impetus for our visit, however, was that our son's mad on sport, and his school had organised a tour, so the boys in the first and second teams could play some rugby matches there. Quite a few of us parents decided to go out there at the same time to watch them play, which was quite scary, as the South African boys all seemed so much bigger than ours. But anyway, they all survived with no broken bones, and we managed to have a really exciting holiday too. Although we were following the same route as the school tour, we travelled independently. The school used a travel agent called Rainbow Tours, and they were able to make arrangements for us too. We considered organising our trip through another company called Safari Holidays, but didn't use them in the end, though they also had some very good deals. It was an amazing country. As soon as I got off the plane after our overnight flight, I was impressed by the light there. It was just so clear, quite different from what we have here. It was beautifully warm too, of course, but we'd been expecting that. One of the best things we did was spend a weekend at a safari park. That was just brilliant. It was such a privilege to see so many beautiful animals in their natural habitat. Black and white rhinos, giraffes, elephants, aardvark. I loved seeing lions sleeping in the bush. Best of all for me were the cheetahs, which we saw when we went on a night drive. My husband's favourites were the hippos. We saw interesting animals elsewhere, as well as at the safari park. We hired a car to get around, and we caught sight of lots of zebras and ostriches as we were driving along the east coast. One day we broke our journey at a crocodile farm and learnt so much about them. We went in January, and it was a little hot for comfort at times. I'm told the best time to go is April. It's cooler then, at night particularly, and so you've got more energy for sightseeing. It's still plenty warm enough to lie on the beach in the daytime, if that's your thing. We felt so relaxed during the trip. I was taken aback when we got home to discover how exhausted I was. I suppose we'd just done so much over a short time. Anyway, we soon recovered, and I hope we'll visit again someday.
Now you'll hear part two again.
I was really lucky last year to have the opportunity to visit South Africa. It was absolutely the holiday of a lifetime. I went with my husband. He has some relatives who emigrated there recently, an uncle and some cousins. So we spent a bit of time with them, which was good. Oddly enough, my grandfather was actually born in Johannesburg, but he'd left before he was 10 years old, Still, that's always made me feel I have a connection with the country, and I've always wanted to go there. The main impetus for our visit, however, was that our son's mad on sport, and his school had organised a tour, so the boys in the first and second teams could play some rugby matches there. Quite a few of us parents decided to go out there at the same time to watch them play, which was quite scary, as the South African boys all seemed so much bigger than ours. But anyway, they all survived with no broken bones, and we managed to have a really exciting holiday too. Although we were following the same route as the school tour, we travelled independently. The school used a travel agent called Rainbow Tours, and they were able to make arrangements for us too. We considered organising our trip through another company called Safari Holidays, but didn't use them in the end, though they also had some very good deals. It was an amazing country. As soon as I got off the plane after our overnight flight, I was impressed by the light there. It was just so clear, quite different from what we have here. It was beautifully warm too, of course, but we'd been expecting that. One of the best things we did was spend a weekend at a safari park. That was just brilliant. It was such a privilege to see so many beautiful animals in their natural habitat. Black and white rhinos, giraffes, elephants, aardvark. I loved seeing lions sleeping in the bush. Best of all for me were the cheetahs, which we saw when we went on a night drive. My husband's favourites were the hippos. We saw interesting animals elsewhere, as well as at the safari park. We hired a car to get around, and we caught sight of lots of zebras and ostriches as we were driving along the east coast. One day we broke our journey at a crocodile farm and learnt so much about them. We went in January, and it was a little hot for comfort at times. I'm told the best time to go is April. It's cooler then, at night particularly, and so you've got more energy for sightseeing. It's still plenty warm enough to lie on the beach in the daytime, if that's your thing. We felt so relaxed during the trip. I was taken aback when we got home to discover how exhausted I was. I suppose we'd just done so much over a short time. Anyway, we soon recovered, and I hope we'll visit again someday.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.